is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into another week of fun and excitement, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element if you decide to make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want to. And I've got a little bit of news, I guess somewhat breaking news from up here in New Hampshire. There was a flag burn today, a multi-flag burn. Now, I know, Mark, you were pretty upset about the fact that this was going on. You had called one of the local talk shows over the weekend and expressed your discontent, your dissatisfaction.
Well, I expressed that there was not necessarily – this isn't necessarily the position of everybody who might call themselves – because, you know, they were using terms like libertarian and free stater to describe mm-hmm. the people that were – participating in the multi-flag burn, which was...
Not accurate term, libertarian. I think the person who did the flag burn would describe himself as an anarchist.
Yeah, but I'm saying that that's the terms that they were using, and I called in to clear up that I didn't think that it was a good idea.
Right.
I'm a libertarian. I'm a free stater. I'm a high profile one of both of those, and mm-hmm. I disagree with it, and I think it's foolish.
And you had said that you thought it was going to shut down conversation?
Yes, I do believe it shuts down conversation.
I think that might be the part you were wrong about, because I went. It was at 2 o'clock this afternoon here in our beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, and it was in the center of town at what they call the Central Square, very nice little park in the very middle of downtown Keene. And it was to be going off at 2. It actually started a few minutes early, so I didn't manage to get there quite on time to record the entire thing. But luckily, there were probably... at least 5 video cameras there, including Keene State College had a news crew out there covering the event. There was apparently an entire college class that had actually sort of made a field trip of the day and had, I guess you don't really have field trips when you're in college, but for lack of a better term, they had their class essentially was at this particular event. And it apparently was some sort of journalism class, so they were there asking all kinds of questions, taking notes, interviewing people. And, of course, since it's the day before the election, there were the requisite sign-waving people for Obama and McCain around. And, as you might imagine, the McCainites got a little bit upset about the fact that the American flag was being burnt. However, I should point out that this was more than just an American flag burning. This was a triple flag burn. And what I mean by that is that the first flag that was burned was the UN flag. Now, Mark, you wouldn't have a problem if he had just gone to burn the UN flag, would you?
Nope, I've burned a UN flag before.
Right, but when they've done the UN flag burns here in New Hampshire over the past couple of years, there's usually one every single year, and it's kind of like a big event, and a lot of people come out, and they have a bunch of UN flags, and everybody can set one on fire. That's kind of a concealed event. Like, you have to know about it to go to it. Whereas, and it happens on somebody's private property, kind of away from everything, basically. Whereas this was very public. I mean, right in the center of downtown Keene. And so I think that, would you have gone to a UN flag burn, Mark, that was actually a public event as far as promoted and done, say, in the same location where the triple flag burn was done today?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Just something about the U.S. flag that offends you?
Mm-hmm. It's not offensive. I don't find it offensive to burn a flag.
It's not offensive. I just think it's bad taste.
I think it's a bad taste. Yeah. If you were burning a Soviet flag, who cares? If you're burning a UN flag, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people care when you burn the United States flag, and I believe, now, you may have evidence to the contrary, however, I believe that it shuts down conversation.
There was a lot of conversation going on right there.
It broils emotions very high.
Some people were upset. It's inevitable that someone's going to be upset about something like that.
It likely could turn into violence, which would then, which was nice. It would then be blamed on not the person who committed the violence, but the burner, as it were.
Which is ludicrous, of course.
But that's PR, my friend, and you can complain about PR all you wish. It's just the truth.
Well, I mean, the idea that somebody could say, well, I had to hit that man because he was burning a flag.
No, the person wouldn't be saying that. However, the news would just report it as, this guy, mm-hmm. and that's how it would end up.
So it was burned today, and I would say there was probably, I know for a fact there were at least 16 Liberty activists that turned out for it, because that's the amount of people that went out to lunch together afterward. I think there were probably more than that were there, but they all didn't go to lunch afterward. And of course, as I said, there was an entire class full of college kids.
Did they go to lunch with you?
No. Oh. There was a handful of sign-waving politicos that just happened to be around, and there might have been a couple of other people, but there weren't even cops. There was one cop nearby who was sort of doing construction site duty. He basically just sits there all day, so he just happened to be in the vicinity. And actually, as I was approaching the Flagburn protest area, I saw some of the McCain sign wavers running over to the cop, yelling to him that someone was burning flags. And so essentially, they were trying to snitch out on Jesse, who was burning the flags, and they weren't successful because the cop didn't do anything. In fact, the cop didn't even approach the area. So
he was probably told not to.
But he's not a keen cop.
If you recall, on Saturday, when I called into the talk show, that was the police chief that I was talking with on the air.
No, he wasn't on when you called. He was only on for the first
hour. Was he only on for the first hour? Yeah. I heard him, and I assumed that was his voice in the background. The police
chief. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
real aware of what went on. He decided that he wasn't going to go bother with you nuts, and he didn't.
So I think that was good.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I mean, because an arrest would have given you some
much
publicity.
More publicity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this foolish and disgusting act was ignored by the police, and I applaud them.
Why is it disgusting when it's the U.S. flag and not disgusting when it's the U.N. flag? They're both pieces of cloth.
Well, the U.N. is an organization where people aren't democratically elected. People haven't fought and died for the U.N. flag, you know, that kind of thing.
Those blue-helmeted people have been fighting. And dying, right?
They're mercenaries, man. They're paid by the UN. The country of origin is paid by the UN, and then they're paid to go. And you know what are they doing? They're raping people.
Are you saying that the U.S. Government is somehow better than the UN?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Is the UN bombing people around the world right now? Look, I'm not defending the UN. I think they're bad news, too.
I think they're sending in peacekeepers that are raping around the world. Sure.
Yeah, that's happening. Sure. But you think that, you know, raping is necessarily worse than bombing people, shooting people.
And by the way, the flag represents the government?
Yes, absolutely does.
How did that happen?
50 stars, 50 states joined together in a union. Obviously, it represents the federal government. Obviously, it represents centralized power.
I don't think it represents the federal government.
I understand you don't think that it represents the federal government, but what else could it represent?
Well, it represents the plot of land on which we stand that so many people
are
proud of.
What are the 50 stars for, Mark?
Therefore, the political divisions called states.
Right, and the concept of the federal government is that the 50 states join together to form the United States, and that's what the flag represents. Do you disagree? 800-259-9231. Do you think that this shouldn't have happened today? 1-800-259-9231. I know Julia called me lame for going.
I've been
ostracized by my own girlfriend for attending this. I
didn't go. As far as I'm concerned, it was in bad taste. He could have, run around smeared feces on himself. As far as I'm concerned, I wasn't going to go for that crap.
Well, I can say that people turned out from all across the state. They came from Manchester and Nashua and from all around. And I think it was a relatively successful event. I think inevitably when you're doing something like that. And by the way, they also burned the New Hampshire state flag. You probably have a problem with that too, right, Mike?
I don't like it.
You don't like the state flag?
No, I don't like
the
fact that
they burned it. Okay. And so it went pretty well. Again, no one was arrested. Nobody got violent. I think there was like one guy that was pretty upset, kind of got up in Jesse's face. One of the other McCainites walked by and muttered, F your freedoms, or something like that. And so, I mean, obviously these people are very angry people, and there's really not much you can do that's going to make people like that happy. So you really can't do activism, any sort of activism, without upsetting somebody. So inevitably somebody was going to get upset at a flag burn, but I have to say that most people were peaceful today, and they were observing.
What were the results? I mean, did you find some really good results from this? A lot of people
converted. Results were pretty good. I would say there's going to be a lot of media coverage that comes out of this.
You think so?
A lot of people were interviewed. A lot of not just the flag burner, myself. I was interviewed because I was over there handing out flyers. John Connell was interviewed. John from New Hampshire that calls in quite so often. He was there. A lot of folks were interviewed. A lot of people asking a lot of questions and a lot of conversation. So I think you were wrong in your suggestion that it was going to stop conversation.
I've been wrong before.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate, I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. That's a lot to talk about. So head on over there. Enjoy it all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend the seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates.
1-800-259-9231. So if you were at the flag burning today and you wanted to give us your thoughts about it, 800-259-9231, do you think that conversation was started or stopped? I think it was the former. I think conversation was started. I think it gave people something to talk about, something to ask questions about. And questions were definitely being asked. Now, it might have been because there was a journalism class attending, but nonetheless, that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So I think it was a positive thing, even though certainly many people are going to talk negatively of it. But that's what happens when sacred cows are sacrificed publicly like that. So we continue with your phone calls. And I have to say, I don't think that any time – I don't think in the history of mankind anyone has ever burned three flags like that. I mean, not that I've ever heard of. Normally when you hear about a flag burning, it's always the U.S. flag. Always the U.S. flag.
That's what I've heard.
But this was UN, U.S., and New Hampshire in that order, and I thought that really sent kind of a unique and unusual message. That said, we go to your phone
calls. Assuming someone paid attention to it.
Let's talk first to Ziggy in the U.K. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, right. There was a survey came out today, part of some research a university did over here, saying that kids who have above-average IQs tend to vote Liberal Democrat or Green when they reach adulthood.
Okay.
I do vote Liberal Democrat, I would add. I was a very clever kid.
So what do you think it means? I mean, tell people first off what a liberal Democrat – Ziggy, define liberal Democrat for people living in the United States and Greens.
Right, okay, liberal Democrat, a liberal – the liberal Democrats is quite a wide party from sort of more classical liberal people to more social liberal kind of people. In other words, people who believe that that governments should intervene when the free market isn't capable of providing a service.
And do you vote for those people? I thought you were more of a liberty-minded person.
Liberty-minded on some issues, Ian.
I see.
Far more than I would say a lot of my liberal brethren.
Gotcha.
However, I did support the financial loans to the banks that the British government gave, basically because I could see an economic catastrophe, which would have affected me.
Oh, the government over there was handing out money too?
No, they it wasn't a handout actually, and it was a loan.
Right. So that's different than what happened over here, where they actually give a handout
back, and they can't actually give dividends to their shareholders until they pay the money back.
Is it an interest-free loan?
It's a better rule. That sounds like a pretty good rule, but here in the United States, the banks have been kind of violating the rules.
I thought that the first suggestion of the $750 billion bailout, which was basically handouts, because wasn't the U.S. government just going to buy bad debt?
That was the first plan.
That was stupid. However, in this circumstance, the banks have to, you know, play by the rules and basically pay the money back with interest.
There you go. Any other questions?
You know, if the banks failed here, business would fail. If business fails, unemployment goes up, and you would have a lot of social unrest. Now, of course, there would be a fair number of libertarians rubbing their hands together going, oh, there'll be revolution. But if a revolution happened in this country, it wouldn't be a libertarian one. We would be adopting a far more aggressively authoritarian government. You know, they'd vote in the BNP, and people such as myself would put on cattle trucks and shift off to ovens.
Ziggy, Yes, I understand your concern in that arena. Now, I would like to point out that I don't know what's going to happen one way or the other, because there's not really a libertarian solution that as far as this financial crisis goes, because you're talking
abolish
about
the Fed.
Yeah,
that
right.
Would be a good
well,
start.
getting rid of the Fed would put us back into a libertarian world where I can tell you know, things that might or might not happen.
Well, I do agree. If you brought back the gold standard, then banks could only lend money upon the gold reserves that they have.
Right.
That would be far better. But the thing is, I try and do. I mean, I know that Ian's a far more of an ideologue than most, and I live with the real world. I try and, you know, see what are the solutions here and now, not what it should be. What can you do in the present situation?
Yeah, I think that what should have been done.
I weighed everything up, and I decided the best thing to do was loan the money to the banks.
I see where you're coming from, Zig.
You know,
I
don't disagree, but Rush Limbaugh, for instance, was against the bailout plan too. So I mean, you know, it's our position here to have not bailed out the banks isn't a remarkably crazy one. So I just wanted to point that out.
I think that the market should have been allowed to correct itself, and whatever banks needed to fail should have been able to fail, and whatever businesses were sort of built on that should have also failed, creative destruction and all that. I think trying to pump money into the economy to sort of keep the status quo as long as possible is only going to put off the inevitable disaster. Now, Ziggy is saying it was a loan and that it has to be paid back over there, which, of course, isn't what happened here in the United States. Here,
well, now they're shareholders, essentially. The government is shareholders.
Over in the UK?
No, here.
Here. Oh, really? Okay, right. Well, that was something different, wasn't it? Wasn't that a different package?
That's I'm here confused. On NPR. Well, the thing is that they've changed them so often.
Yeah.
Even the things that they talked about, that they passed the law, they're doing stuff that's different. So,
we know didn't they back up the auto companies? Now, that I bet you they're shareholders in. I bet you when they're giving loans.
I don't know that that's occurred yet. So I can't say one way or the other.
Well, anyway, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. All I know is that the more the government meddles in the economy, the more the malinvestments, the worse they get. And just you cannot destroy the economic laws of supply and demand. You can sort of play games with them a little bit. You can try to put roadblocks in their way, and the marketplace will work its way around those roadblocks eventually. And, you know, the bubble should be allowed to burst. They created the bubble, and the longer they keep pumping cash in, I think the worse it's going to get.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. When you're talking about our current financial situation, you're talking about a situation that's been, you know, what the Federal Reserve has created. It's in a world where money isn't worth the same, isn't of value in the sense that it's not backed by anything. And, of course, it has to be manipulated. So the issue is how much should it be manipulated. I don't know.
Right. They certainly are not going to. They're certainly not going to stop.
They can't.
How much we know.
I mean, I think they just can't.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. We've got Rhonda. She's going to talk to us about her divorce in moments. We'll find out what that's about. It's Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. It's innerknobs.com, INTERKNOBS.com, and see their banner at freetalklive.com. I just got some stuff from them. I'm amazed at the value that one gets. Things are so expensive for homes these days, and nothing's going to change that, but it's cheaper at innerknobs.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls, starting with the ladies. Rhonda is on the line in Georgia. Rhonda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Rhonda.
Thanks so much for everything you do.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
I have basically the thing that's affecting me mostly now is I'm currently going through a divorce, and I have just we've mutually agreed on basically everything, but now I find out before they'll give me a final judgment that I have to complete a class for a seminar for divorcing parents because we have children.
Okay.
The thing that bothers me the most is that they're ordering me to take this class, and I just don't. I guess it's a thing that's just in Georgia. I'm not really sure if this.
Sure, they're protecting the families of Georgia with this legislation.
Uh huh.
Right.
And I guess that my feeling is that I just don't, the more I think about it, the more it bothers me that I feel like they're making me go and take the class.
Well, unfortunately, you did sign the government marriage license, which does obligate you to their system. Now, of course, you could point out that you didn't consent. You didn't realize what it was you were getting into, that you did not understand the full terms of the contract that you were signing. I don't know what that'll result in. I mean, what do you think would happen, Mark, if, you know, you were getting this divorce and they said you have to take this class and you said, nah.
Well,
that's okay.
Likely you won't be able to get the divorce.
Really?
I think it's despicable that they take two people that are, you know, mutually want to get a divorce and they force them to take some kind of class.
So you would essentially
some class run by some bureaucrat. I don't think it makes any sense.
You'd be holding your other partner hostage then, is basically what, I mean,
I
they would be holding
would.
Him hostage?
And then you could take your amicable divorce and turn it into something that's not quite so amicable.
Hmm. Do you think that would be what they would do, is they would just prevent the divorce from occurring?
Yes, and it does say that any party required to attend, if failed to do so, will be in contempt of this court.
Mm.
So since that, because we mutually agreed on everything, and he had filed, so now that I'm basically the defendant, and that if I do not go and take this class on the scheduled date, which is tomorrow, to take it, then essentially I'll be held in contempt of court, and then therefore they will not issue a final judgment of divorce. So that means that my option is to either take this class or I can't get divorced.
I would say that you're screwed. I mean, you've got to take the class, get it over with,
it's
get it done.
But
if it only takes a day, at least it wasn't a week. And then know next time that the next time you fall in love with somebody and you want to commit to them, consider not getting the government marriage license so you don't have to go through their whatever hoops they're going to put you through, because everything that they decide is completely arbitrary. I mean, this year it could be one class, and then next year they could change it to two classes, and it could be some sort of financial penalty. I mean, who knows?
You can believe there's plenty of people out there that would like it if you just weren't able to get a divorce. And those people are trying very hard to lobby the government to make it so that you simply cannot get a divorce. Because they think that marriage is so important, it's ordained by God and blah blah blah, as though
right.
God introduced you to your husband when you met. I mean,
which
I don't
furthermore,
understand.
Which I, you know, I am a religious person, but it is being held at a church. And my point was, well, what if I was not a religious person? You know, where is the separation of church and state?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How can a government, you know, say, hey, you have to go take this class and you have to go to a church of God to do that?
Well, they can say whatever they want to say, and they can say it because they've got men with guns who are going to back them up every single time. That's how they can say it. And you're absolutely right. It's a total violation of the concept of separation of church and state. But we're in a position today where the government has been violating that particular provision in that fashion since the 1800s. I mean, marriage licenses have been around for several generations. So
it's
so built into society at this point. There's no way out except to just avoid them in the first place. Unfortunately, you didn't know that when you got into it, and most people don't. They just are in love, and this is what people that are in love do. They go and they get a marriage license, and they go to a ceremony, and then if things get bad, they go through the divorce process. And, of course, in the middle of the divorce process, the government makes more money. I mean, that's really what it's about for them. It's about revenue. They make money on the front
right,
side with the marriage license.
Right, because I have to pay for this class on top of it.
Right, there you go. Sure, whoever's running the class is banking.
Not doing that for free.
It's probably not the government that's running the class. It's probably some sort of, psychologist or counselor of some sort that is just gotten kind of a sweetheart deal with whoever the city council might happen to be, or the state government.
Wouldn't you like to be the guy that got paid to just sit there and talk to the people, you know, for however long their captive audience? They have to buy your product.
I don't know if I'd like to be that guy, because I'd be doing the same exact thing.
I'd like to get the paycheck.
I see where you're coming
right.
from.
Right. Well, that's what that was my point. Well, you know, I didn't have anyone there making me take a class before I decided to have children. So
they may have that
I...
now. Wait, when did you get married?
Yeah, don't goad them.
You've got children, so it was obviously a few years ago. When did you get married?
It's been 14 years ago.
Yeah, a lot can change in 14
years.
Yeah,
my husband's been in law enforcement the entire time. So I have fought against this for the last 14 years about the things that, because that's part of the reason why we're getting divorced.
Really?
I disagree with a lot of the things that, because of course he works for the government, that mm-hmm. they do. And that's what I'm always told. I'm like, well, I don't understand why this is right or what this is happening. And my response is, well, they can do whatever they want to do. And this is the way it is. And I'm like, okay.
You know what you should do? You should, when the divorce is all finished up with, you should move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You'll have your pick of the guys up here.
That's bad for a God, honest truth.
We were talking about that today at lunch after the flag burning and how few women there are. Around.
Right. How many were at the table of the 16?
Actually, Lauren Canario was there. And another girl was there, but she's married. And then there were two single ladies there.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah.
That's pretty good turnout, actually.
Well, I guess one of them wasn't single. She's got a boyfriend, but she's not married. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So the odds are for me then.
Oh, yeah, are they?
I wish you good luck in all of this, and I'm, you know, it could be worse. You can always look on the bright side. It could be worse, right? You could have had a nasty divorce, and that wouldn't be any fun.
No,
so
exactly.
Try to look on the bright side.
I won't get married.
Yeah. Well, I think that you can get. You know, you could get. You could have a ceremony if you wanted to. You could still have the marriage feeling if you wanted to do that. It's just you. I don't recommend getting the piece of paper. I mean, you make your own piece of paper if you want to. Of course, certainly some, I guess they've got common law marriages in some states. I don't know which ones are that way.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure how that all plays out. But I say stay away from the state apparatus as much as you possibly can. At least with the common law marriage, they can't claim that you explicitly consented to their silly little terms by getting their license. So stay away from that and just find somebody that'll love you anyway, even if you don't want to go and get the state license.
Right. Sounds
Thanks
great.
For the call tonight, and good luck, okay? Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue. Justin is on the line in Arizona. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I have to say I find the predicament of the last caller just absolutely fascinating. I'm wondering when they're going to have, state-mandated marriage counseling.
Don't they already have that?
I swear they
had that in Florida. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. I know you're calling for a different reason. 800-259-9231. In many places, they have you have to take a class before you can get married. I believe that to be the case in Florida. Maybe I'm wrong. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board as well, and introducing new people all the time to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you want some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Justin in Arizona, you are back. Go ahead, sir.
Hi there. You know, I was wondering, I often hear both of you advocating secession. And I was wondering either of you are planning to attend the third secession convention, North American Secession Convention there in Manchester.
I believe we are both going to be attending that on the Saturday. It's a 3-day-long event, as I understand it.
November the 14th through the 16th.
We've been told that the Saturday day is the busiest of the days. That's when the bulk of the program will be occurring, so we will be attending that.
Right. It's being held by the Middlebury Institute at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester.
In Manchester, right.
Oh, excellent. So, sounds like you guys know all about it, and I was just wondering, you know, one of the groups that is very prominent is the Vermont, I believe it's called the Vermont Republic or Second Vermont Republic.
Yeah,
yes. I don't suspect they're going to be terribly excited about it once Obama manages to win. But go ahead.
That's a good point, but. I was thinking, I don't think it's a coincidence that this conference is going to be held in New Hampshire, home of the Free State Project.
Yep.
But would both of you, would you support the idea of an independent Vermont Republic, if it were, you know, very socialist, if their agenda was essentially to, you know, create a small socialist republic just north of where New Hampshire is.
When you say support, what do you mean?
Well, I suppose, for example, you often talk about the clashes that activists in New Hampshire encounter when they're dealing with law enforcement and bureaucrats and so on and so forth. If they were to encounter the same kind of opposition, for example, would you be supportive in basically helping them?
I can tell you what I would not support.
Civil disobedience. You know, would you be prepared to, you know, involve yourself or no?
I don't. So, I try to avoid going across the border as much as possible. I just don't. No, I don't go over there. However, I think that from the standpoint of speaking out here, I don't like the idea of a socialist government. I do, however, believe that choices are superior to homogeny, and so I support Vermont striking out on its own.
Yeah,
and
I
think likely it would be a very socialist place, and that's fine with me.
Right. Yeah. It's fine if that's what they want to go off and do.
But they are 600,000 people.
Right. And many of them would not like that. And that's not fine. It's not fine to have them force their socialist plan on those people that don't want it. I support generally the idea of secession. And when I say support, it means verbally. I don't mind saying, yeah, go Vermont. Mm-hmm. You know, but as far as like giving them money or going and putting something on the line for them, no way. There's no way that I'm going to. I take enough risks as it is doing the activism that I do. And the activism I do is dedicated to liberty. And so I'm not going to take any extra risks to support some sort of system that I don't have any sort of agreement with whatsoever. So, no, I don't support it in a financial way. I wouldn't support it with my activism. I would cheer them on. I'd say, you know, hey, if you're going to be able to pull away from the federal government, I agree with that. But if I'm going to put money into a secession movement, it's going to be here in New Hampshire. It's going to be the people that are supporting liberty. Not socialism. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I really wasn't thinking so much in terms of financial support, but more in terms of moral support. Whether or not
I'll cheer them on from the sidelines. Sure.
Yeah, and like you would sign a resolution basically affirming their right to self-determination and to secede from the American Union, or maybe I should say the American Empire.
I would do something like that, sure. Put my name on a line, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Right. Okay. Well,
there you go.
I was very much hoping to attend that conference. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to. I am a Free State Project supporter, and I just became an AMP subscriber today.
Ah, congratulations.
Unfortunately, I missed the boat with our friend out there who was offering the matching grants. But,
I'm sure he's not feeling too unfortunate about that. He ended up ponying up $159 a month as a result of his matching. So
yeah, but I just wanted to let him know, if he's listening, he did inspire me to actually take the step. Thanks.
Great. Well, Justin, I'm sure when you get up here for the Free State Project, when you finally move up here, then inevitably there will be more talk of secession by that time. In fact, it'll probably be even more of a popular topic of conversation. And so I look forward to seeing you perhaps at the next secession conference. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
So this brings up a subject. I don't support Vermont socialists in enforcing their will on the people who aren't socialists in Vermont. And
certainly not.
I think that's wrong. But I do support New Hampshire libertarians, liberty-minded voluntarists in separating New Hampshire from the United States and enforcing their political will on the people of New Hampshire.
I don't support enforcing anything on anybody.
Well, the people of New Hampshire that are here, whether tacitly or actively, have agreed to the government that they currently have, in the sense that they haven't done a damn thing about it up to this point. They have the government that they deserve,
correct,
one might say. They haven't fought hard enough against the growth of government.
They certainly have not. They've been very obedient. Less so than in other states.
Foolishly elected, politicians that have raised their taxes, especially within the last decade and a half. That's absolutely happened. So it's kind of the status quo, as it were, that things are the way things are currently. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that you need to have some sort of reason to change the status quo. And
Freedom, baby.
I understand, but you're enforcing the freedom that you want that these people had gotten up to this point. They had gotten what they wanted or what they deserved. Let's say they wanted it. They had gotten what they wanted. You have come in here and said, yeah, we're not going to have this anymore.
No, that's why I don't like the political system, Mark, because I don't support that. And this is one of the points I was trying to make to you about the idea, one of the reasons why I don't feel right about voting. I feel like I'm going to do it because you asked me, you essentially, you know, begged me to, for people like you that are, you know, willing to put up with the status quo and just hope that somebody will go and change it. So I will vote for that reason. However, on the other side of that coin, something that's still gnawing at me is the idea that me going in there and voting and putting people in that are going to increase liberty is essentially forcing my viewpoint on those who might want more tyranny.
I can't believe I'm arguing on the side of liberty
I think that if those people want tyranny for their lives, they should be free to have that.
The problem is that they'll enforce their own tyranny on other people with violence and threats of violence.
If it doesn't go the other direction.
The argument that you were supposed to make that I didn't realize that you weren't going to make is that, freedom is the absence of government. Those people have allowed or encouraged tyranny amongst themselves, and the simple fact that I've moved here, I'm a United States citizen, I have the right to move anywhere within the United States, and that was part of the deal that they sort of agreed with. So they agreed to a situation where I'm allowed to come here, and I'm allowed to voice myself politically as much as I want.
And they play the game.
And the fact
they know what happens when you play the game.
I'm not proposing to do anything to them. I'm only proposing that they not do to me. And if in order to stop them from doing to me, I have to stop them from doing to others, that's fine. You know what? I'll take away a sharp stick from a bully on the playground any old day. And that's just the way it is. I'm not going to slap the bully. I'm not going to kick dirt in his face. I'm just going to take his sharp stick away.
I like that. That's a good viewpoint. I'm with you there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Some phone lines are loaded up here. We're going to get to your calls. If you're on hold, hang through the news. We will get to you. You can call in, talk about anything. 800-259-9231. If we get a chance, we'll jump into the email box, and we'll tell you about the politician that's going to throw one of his family members under the bus. We never had a chance to get to that story Saturday. We might tonight, but your calls are primary, and they're coming up. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.